A trial is underway in Manhattan federal court that will have a profound effect on the rebuilding at the World Trade Center site. 13 insurance companies, which wrote policies to cover the complex, have sued the developer. The companies say they owe the developer only half of the $7 billion that he claims he's owed. From member station WNYC in New York, Andrea Bernstein reports.
When airplanes slammed into the Twin Towers, the 99-year lease on the World Trade Center was so new the insurers had yet to finalize their policies. The enormous coverage, the largest in the world, the insurers say, was negotiated by a huge team of risk managers, insurance brokers, banks, and of course, insurance companies. And now no one can agree on exactly what was consented to or when. At the heart of the disagreement is whether the insurance companies were bound by the so-called Will-Prop form. That policy limits coverage to $3.5 billion for an occurrence or a series of occurrences. The developer, Larry Silverstein, says another policy was in effect, the so-called Traveler's form, which could define the attacks as two incidents, though that would be a matter for another trial. The stakes were clear Monday. Some 30 lawyers sat before the judge, with dozens more colleagues arrayed three deep at the back of the standing-room-only courtroom. First up were the lawyers for the insurance companies. They argued that the Will-Prop form was developed by Silverstein's own insurance broker, and that no other form was introduced before Silverstein closed on his lease at the end of July. It conflicts with common sense, insurance lawyer Barry Ostrager said, that Silverstein wanted any other form. And Ostrager presented testimony that Silverstein's team called the Traveler's form a pain in the neck. Still, confusion reigned. Even while the towers were burning, the banks that held the mortgage were trying to determine which policy was in effect. Next day, September 12th, Robert Strachan, the Silverstein employee who spearheaded putting together the policies for the company, sent a fax with the Will-Prop form. "This is it," he wrote. But Silverstein's lawyer, Herbert Wachtel, was ready with a comeback, or many of them. Silverstein had wanted the Will-Prop form, he said, because it would limit his deductibles. But because the World Trade Center had already been a terror target, it was hard to insure, and the banks were insisting on very stable insurers. As a result, the Travelers Company held all the cards and was insisting on its own form for itself and the other insurers. The Traveler's policy was a pain in the neck, Wachtel said, because in most circumstances it favored the insurers. He displayed a memo written to the insurance companies from 6 weeks before the attacks, saying Traveler's was in effect. As to Strachan's facts of September 12th, Wachtel said, "We all remember the shock and horror. Think how much worse it was at Silverstein Properties, where four employees had died." And Wachtel invited the jury to take a close look at the memo the insurers had presented with such flourish. He didn't get the date right. He wrote August 12th. That's how clearly Mr. Strachan was thinking on September 12th. The trial is expected to last 8 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Bernstein in New York.